Turn your Bibles with me this morning to Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54. If you don't have a Bible with you this morning, you can look in the middle of our bulletins and you'll see the passage of scriptures that we're going to go over this morning. And if you would like a Bible, see me after service. We've got a ton of Bibles that we like to give out to folks. And it is our pleasure to give out God's Word. So if you would like a Bible, please, by all means, let me know. And we would be delighted to let you have one. In chapter 53 of Isaiah, you may remember that the Bible talked about God's servant, who we know to be the Lord Jesus Christ, this great servant of God who came down to this earth, who served God and did His will and did it in the most sacrificial way that anyone could by giving His life on the cross so that we might have our sins forgiven. And this work of redemption by God's servant, Jesus Christ, performed by Jesus, instituted a new covenant. A new covenant with us and God. The old covenant which He made with Israel was just a temporary covenant that we found out about in Hebrews. Now is this new covenant in Jesus Christ bestowed on all who would put their faith in Him. And so as we look at Isaiah, I want us to understand that these truths that are being talked about here in Isaiah are not just for the people or nation of Israel. It is for all who put their faith in Jesus Christ. And this new covenant that we'll see alluded to here in chapter 54 of Isaiah. Now I want you to think with me for a moment. Have you ever wanted a fresh start? Have you ever wanted just a clean slate on something that you were doing? Maybe you were working on a project. Maybe you're doing some carpentry. And you were working on a project and for some reason it just was coming out all messed up. It was all messed up and you thought, I just need to just completely do this over. I need a fresh start. I need to do away with this mess that I've made and I need to start afresh and anew. Well, you know what? God offers the very same thing for us in our lives. He offers us a fresh start. That is what God is talking about here in Isaiah chapter 54. He's offering the nation of Israel a fresh start. They had made a mess of their lives with all the sin in their lives and everything they were doing. And it was so bad that they were now under the oppression of other nations. Because they had turned their backs on God. Because they had sinned against God. And they had made a mess of their lives. But God being a loving and merciful God, a God who cares about His people, a God who cares about His creation, you, He offers a fresh start. He offers a fresh start to all those who will come to Him and trust in His plan of salvation. That is exactly what we see here happening in this passage. Here we see God offering Israel a fresh start if they would trust in Him. And you know what? That is exactly what God offers you through His Son, Jesus Christ. He offers you a fresh start. To all who will believe in Jesus Christ, He offers a fresh start. Remember, we who believe in Jesus Christ are considered the Israel of God. We are considered Israel. If you look at Galatians chapter 3 in verse 7, look at it in our, you can look in our bulletins. It says, therefore know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You see, we who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are considered Abraham's seed, Israel. And we are the ones who God is working out his plan for, and we are the ones who will receive the promise. We are the ones who will receive the inheritance, that wonderful eternal life with God Almighty. But we got to trust in the Lord Jesus. That is what makes us the ones who will receive these promises. Even the promises here in Isaiah chapter 54. So I want us to understand that these promises of God are for all those who will put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, in his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of their sins. Now, how does Jesus offer us a fresh start? That is what I see here in this passage. I want you to see how God deals with the nation of Israel, and I want you to understand that God deals with all people the same way. And you're going to see how Jesus offers you a fresh start. Look at verse 4. Verse 4, it says in Isaiah 54, it says, "Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth, and you and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore." The first thing I want you to understand is Jesus offers a fresh start by removing our shame. By removing our shame. Have you ever done anything that you were ashamed of? You ever done anything you were ashamed of? I mean, you just wish you would have never done it. You're embarrassed about it. You're ashamed that you had done it. Things that you wish you could undo, go back in time and undo. Absolutely. We all have those things in our lives, every one of us. Well, I want you to understand something. Jesus offers the ability to take all that away, to remove the shame, to remove the reproach of that. Jesus said, if you come to him, he will save you. Jesus came to save sinners, those who needed him. If you need a fresh start, you are just the person he died for. You are just the person he died on the cross for. You see, when people came to Jesus when he was alive, and they said, "Hey, I'm good enough. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I deserve to go to heaven." He shunned those people because they lacked understanding of what Jesus had to offer them. But the tax collector, the prostitute, the adulteress, the drunkards, all those people that came to Jesus and said, "Lord, please forgive me, take away my shame," he did. He did. He took away their shame. He took away their guilt. He took away their sorrow. And he will do that for you as well. He will take away your shame. He will take away the guilt that is riddling you. He will give you a peace that passes understanding, because he will take away the shame of your past sins. How can he do that? He can do that because he's the one who implemented a conscience in your mind. You are created by God. Understand something. The ability to discern right and wrong and have a feeling of guilt does not come through natural circumstances. It comes through a supernatural God who created you in his image. You are created in God's image. You are someone that's not just flesh and blood, but you have a spirit within you. And you have a conscience. And that's how you know that there is a God. Because if we're just natural elements, how do you get the feeling of guilt? That's not a natural thing. You can't explain that through science, can you? None of us can explain, give us scientific formula for guilt. You can't. God gave us the ability to feel that because we have a conscience. But he doesn't want you to stay like that. He doesn't want you to stay in guilt. He doesn't want you to stay in shame. He wants to take all that away from you. And he'll do it by showing you that he has forgiven you of all of your sins. All of your sins. He will forgive them and wipe them away. And when you know that, when you know that all of your sins have been forgiven, you have peace. You have peace in your heart. And no longer are you riddled with guilt. That's what Jesus offers those who will trust in him. He will forgive you and take away your shame. And you know what, church? When Jesus takes away someone's shame, we should too. When Jesus takes away someone's shame, we should too. We should treat them like someone who has been forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. An interesting thing happened one day in a church where the great American businessman Samuel Colgate was a member. During an evangelistic campaign, a prostitute came forward and confessed her sins. She was brokenhearted and wept openly. She asked God to save her soul and expressed a desire to join the church. "I'll gladly sit in some back corner," she said. The preacher hesitated to call for a motion to accept her into the membership. And for a few moments, the silence was oppressive. Finally, a member stood up and suggested that action on her requested be postponed. At that point, Mr. Colgate arose and said with an undertone of sarcasm, "I guess we blundered when we prayed that the Lord would save sinners. We forgot to specify what kind. We'd better ask him to forgive us for this oversight. The Holy Spirit has touched this woman and made her truly repentant, but apparently the Lord doesn't understand she isn't the type we want to rescue." Many in the audience blushed with shame. They had been guilty of judging like the Pharisee in the temple who exclaimed self-righteously, "God, I thank you that I am not as other men, as extortioners, unjust, adulterers." Another motion was made, and the woman unanimously was received into the fellowship. You see, sometimes we judge others. Sometimes we are guilty of doing what only God should do, and that is judge others. We need to be people who love others and show that regardless of the background that people come from, regardless of the sins that they have done, when they accept Christ as their Savior, they are completely forgiven of all their sins, and we should accept them as God's chosen people. As God's people, someone that God loves so much that he died on the cross for their sins. And that's what I want us to understand. I want all of us to understand that as a church, we want to love everyone. We want to accept everyone. I want you to understand also, when you come to this church, we're not going to judge you. We're not going to pick you apart. We're not going to talk about your sin. No one wants that. And the Bible says that we will do unto others as we would have done to ourselves. We're all sinners in need of grace and forgiveness. So I want you to understand, God sees you as someone he loves and cares about. And he doesn't want you to think that you're not good enough for him to save. Israel had done horrific things in their lives and as a nation. They had sacrificed their babies on the altar of Baal. They had done horrible things. Yet God was willing to forgive them, and he will forgive you. Look at verses 5 and 6. It says, "For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused. The Lord, says the Lord your God." The second thing I want you to understand is this. Jesus offers a fresh start by being your husband. Jesus offers a fresh start by being your husband. Now, notice the Lord refers to himself as our husband. Not just any old husband, but one that sees that we are in great need, that we are damaged emotionally, that we have been wronged by others, and is willing to become our husband so he can meet our needs, help us emotionally, and establish a real loving relationship that was not offered by others. Have you come to the point where you're hurting emotionally? Where you've been wronged by others? Where you are grieving in your heart? Maybe you feel like nobody cares about you. I want you to understand, Jesus cares about you. He cares so much that he wants to be in a loving relationship with you where he cares for you like a loving husband who helps you emotionally, who cares about your needs, and who cares about how you are treated. That is the wonderful, wonderful thing that Jesus offers us. He offers us a fresh start by becoming our husband. He loves us that much. He wants to care for us. He wants to be there for us so much that he is willing to be our husband. Many of you doubtless know the great love story of the Bible, the story of how a widow refused to leave her mother-in-law, and how this young woman left her own homeland to care for her dead husband's mother. Naomi returned to Israel completely helpless and poor. Her only comfort was the sweet daughter-in-law who was determined to be faithful. "Where you go, I go. Where you stay, I stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." As Ruth picked up grain left behind by reapers, she caught the eye of the landowner. When he found out who she was and how she cared for her mother-in-law, he took it upon himself to be sure she had plenty. After getting his legal ducks in a row, Boaz became her husband. Ruth and her mother-in-law had gone from being completely destitute to having a hope and a future. Like Boaz was to Ruth, Christ is our Redeemer. He has taken it upon himself to provide for us a hope and a future. That's what Jesus Christ offers us. When we're feeling destitute, when we're feeling alone, when we're feeling mistreated, when we feel overwhelmed by life, God offers you a fresh start through his Son, Jesus Christ, by offering to be your husband. And how may you say you become his bride? You become his bride by putting your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's how you become the bride of Christ. By believing in him, by trusting in his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of your sins and for your eternal salvation. And that starts a new hope for you. That starts a new life for you. That gives you a fresh start. And that is what we see finally in verses 7 through 10. Let's look at that verses 7 through 10. It says, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous..." Whoop, that's 55. Okay. Verse 7 and 54 says, for a mere moment I have forsaken you. But with great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so I have sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. Now, this is truly a wonderful passage of Scripture that lines up with exactly what we've been learning in the book of Hebrews. I want you to understand, Jesus offers a fresh start with a new dispensation. Jesus offers a fresh start with a new dispensation. You see, what is being talked about here in these verses is a future hope that has come as a result of the new covenant in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and offered a perfect sacrifice for our sins, this new covenant and this new dispensation is going to come, and it's going to come for all those who believe in Jesus Christ. The Lord is explaining to his people that although they are suffering from consequences of their sin, at this point in time, there is coming a different time when it will be totally different. What will make this new time different? It will be dominated by God's mercy. It will be dominated by God's mercy. No longer will there be any sin in the world. There'll be no more sin in our lives. It'll be completely dominated by God's mercy. It will be an eternal dispensation. It will last forever and ever. And there will never be a possibility that this blissful dispensation will be disturbed. That's what's so awesome about it. That's what God offers us. You might be saying right now, my life is such a mess that I don't think no matter what the Lord does in my life that it's going to completely work out. You know what? There might be some truth to that. Your life may be such a mess right now that there's no way that it could completely work out and have everything work out perfectly. Okay? That may be the case. However, oh, and we see the light. Okay, great. All right. However, no matter what mess you're in right now, no matter how terrible your life is right now, there is a time when everything will work out, where everything will be fine, where you won't have a mess, where there'll be no more consequences to the mess you've made in your life. That is the hope that we get in Jesus. A total fresh start. It may not be right now. For a little time, you're going to endure the consequences of sin. But someday, you will have a time, and it'll be an eternal time, where there'll be no more problems, where there'll be no more consequences of sin. Your life will be just dominated by God's mercy. And it all comes not because of what you have done, but it comes because of what Jesus has done. He died on the cross for your sins. He rose again. He paid for your salvation. And if you will accept that marvelous gift in your life and accept him as your Savior, he will forgive you of your sins. He will remove the guilt and the shame in your life. He will give you a peace that passes understanding, and that peace will help you in your life when you're feeling emotionally down, when you're feeling neglected, when you're feeling like no one knows you. He will be there for you. And through it all, you will have this hope of a total fresh start in a wonderful dispensation in eternity where you will live with Him forevermore and live in eternal bliss. That is what God offers us. That is His plan for us, a fresh start. I hope you'll take that fresh start by trusting in the Lord Jesus.